Hey everyone, it's Melissa, your host at Strange Strange Beyond Insane. And let's start off with, maybe not the happiest news, but a couple of explosions that have went on here in Michigan in the recent month or two. So we'll start off with the little lighter one. So there was a mass evacuation due to an explosion. They thought that there was going to be an explosion, and this was in Spring Lake, Michigan on March 30th. So an emergency evacuation order was lifted in Ottawa County after an industrial fire broke out that Saturday. The fire broke out earlier that afternoon at Linamar Manufacturing on Apple Drive. Everyone was evacuated for caution within a half a mile radius due to the potential explosion. So luckily there was not an explosion. There was a fire. No one was injured and no one was killed, thank God. So Spring Lake Fire Chief John Stelzer told Fox 17 that they had some leak in the product that they work with, which involves fire and furnaces. Does not sound safe. Okay, moving forward. He basically said that there was no chemicals that were released during the aluminum process. This faculty has caught fire three times since 2021 because they use molten materials in this factory. So when this fire did break out on Saturday, it made it harder to put the fire out because of the molten and how hot it burns. So they ended up having to use a bunch of dry ice, and that did put the fire out, thank God. Unfortunately, I want to talk about another recent Michigan explosion that took place recently. It killed a 19-year-old and injured others, including a firefighter. So this horrendous explosion took place in Clinton Township, not far from our home. I was driving home one night and this had happened. I had no idea that this was going on, but I noticed that the sky was glowing in orange and red. And, you know, I figured, okay, that looks strange, right? When I pulled into the drive, my husband was outside to greet me like he normally is. I told him about this weird lightning that I was witnessing. And when he glanced up to the sky, he mentioned he didn't think that that was lightning at all, and that it looked more like a fire that was burning, you know, far away from us. After realizing the next day what had went on, that was like really scary because it was so close. So I'm going to read a article that kind of gives you a nutshell of what happened. Okay, so the authorities were investigating a fire and explosion that rocked a suburban Detroit building filled with vaping industry supplies, killing one man as gas canisters soared up to miles away, and the residents were urged on Friday not to pick up any debris because they still posed potential hazards. As Clinton Township Fire Chief Tim Duncan said, debris was still falling inside the ruins after this had all burnt down. But the fire officials were hoping that weekend rain would douse the areas so that the removal of the steel beams could begin the follow. So obviously having steel and it burning, it's going to be extremely hot. Now this fire did reignite, I know, at least once, maybe twice. Which is extremely scary. So Duncan said more than 2 million gallons of water was poured on the building since that Monday, and the fire crews were working around the clock on the scene since Monday night. The 19-year-old sadly died from being struck by a flying canister about a quarter of a mile away from the building as more ignited canisters were rocketing away from the fire. The gutted building housed a distributor for the vaping industry called Goo. Now, I have delivered to this building a couple times for Amazon, and it was and or Spark or DoorDash also. So, I never went inside the building. I always kind of like wondered what it was. Obviously, I delivered like by the back doors or the side doors. That's crazy. This vaping industry called Goo, which had more than 100,000 vape pens, and they were stored on site. Duncan said a truckload of butane canisters had arrived within the past week of the building, and more than half of that stock was still there when the fire began. Gu had received a township occupancy permit in September 2022 for the 26,700 square foot building as a retail location for smoke shop vape store that would sell paraphernalia for vape products. But while Gu had asked about getting zoning approval for using the building for warehousing and distribution, Miller said that the department told the company local zoning only allowed retail. The bare, gloomy site of what was there is still being investigated. So when Kevin and I, he's also been on the podcast a few times, when we drove past the site, we could not believe that the fire had started again and all the grounds were smoldering still. There was active police and there were firefighters there on the grounds. There were news channel vans and helicopters flying above and around the whole site. It was pretty big news, right? It was scary to think how close the explosion was to the train tracks and how lucky this end game was that a train, a huge moving chunk of metal, wasn't flowing through the night of the explosion. I imagine the movie Speed with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves that came out in 1994 and was an awesome but scary action movie. If you know, then you know, if you've seen the movie. But on a more serious note, that explosion was bad enough, and adding a train on fire moving at a very fast speed through cities is even more petrifying. So I do see the silver lining in this, because that is an active train, obviously, off Gross Peck there, that, thank God, you know, it could have been way worse. Sad about the young boy that had died, young man, I should say, the firefighter that was injured. But I think, like I said, I'm just going to say, I think it could have been a lot worse. So I think the outcome wasn't terrible. So, yeah, that was crazy. And, you know, watching all the videos on it on TikTok, and my sister-in-law and her friends were, I don't know if they went by there. I know they went kind of by there and they were getting videos. It's insane. All right, so now I'm going to move on and totally off subject from this, or from the previous, you know, what we were talking about, doom and gloom. So, I find this funny. So, this luxury nightclub, Zamboni, gains popularity after denying entry based on your zodiac sign. Like, are you, like, is this even real? All right, so supposedly people born from March 21st through April 19th will have to find somewhere else to party this summer, as the luxury nightclub Zamboni enacts a new policy denying entry anyone born under the star sign Aries. And if you're wondering to yourself, is this fucking real news? It really is. I mean, I cannot believe it. It literally, I think, made a CNN article. But let's move on. So owner Michael Zamboni says, "We noticed a majority of the fights in the club were started by Aries, so we decided it was easiest to ban them altogether," in a controversial statement that he made right here to CNN. In addition, also to rub in his hatred for another zodiac sign is about Gemini. According to this policy, Geminis will have to pay a double cover charge starting April 1st, thanks to the dual nature of their zodiac sign. So because they have a dual, like, nature, two faces, whatever, the zodiac, you know, how they say Geminis are, they're going to have to pay fucking double to get into this nightclub. I mean, I just cannot believe this is real life. So bouncers will begin checking dates of births to determine whether or not to admit entry and decide the appropriate entry fee. Like, what the fuck even is this? Like, some of these club goers there seem to be excited about this change. They are saying those Aries need to find somewhere else to cause trouble. Also, word on the street about this club, and that Zamboni is a place for only good vibes, and they're glad that these zodiac signs won't be ruining their nights. So, like, for me, if this isn't the biggest crock of shit that I've ever heard, it's also ruthless, and it's argumentatively the dumbest policy for a nightclub or any type of club that I have ever heard of. I mean, it literally made real news. Anyways, let's just say goodbye to this one. Rant over. I just thought that was a really, really funny article to read. All right, so 44 Energy Portal. This is talking about, technically tomorrow, because today's the 3rd. It's right now it's about 2 a.m. So tomorrow, 4/4/2024. We could assume that the date 4/4, especially in the year 2024, would have certain spiritual significance to it, given it's a date with repeating numbers. In terms of numerology, a belief system that ascribes meaning to numbers beyond their mathematical value, you would be right. The repetition of the number 4 gives this day a layer of divine protection and security. But April 4th, 2024 also brings an astrological event that dials up its power, a planetary alignment. So this is 4 planets that align: Venus, Mars, Saturn, and Neptune. They will align in the mystical sign of Pisces. The fact that all these 4 planets will align in the dreamy, emotional water sign of Pisces will cast a visionary air over their respective realms. Well, look at you, Pisces, being all fancy and a big deal. This article also reads that at twilight, about an hour before sunrise, you'll actually see with your own eyes Venus, Mars, and Saturn. And if you have a telescope, which I do not still, and I need one, you will be able to see Neptune too, which I think is like so fucking cool. And I know I'm like so nerdy and I'm a sky watcher and I love the stars and the moon. I'm always getting moon pics. So you guys are on my TikTok, you see all the moon pics that I have. I have some badass pictures of the moon. And what these cameras can do nowadays, like the zoom in is amazing. The night mode is amazing. But anyways, if you don't have a telescope, hopefully, I mean, I don't know, you got a day to go out and get one. But if you do, you know, put your phone up, prop it up on there and get some really cool pictures. Okay, so from a numerological point or perspective, April 4th, 2024 has a clear concentration of the number 4, which is thought to signify the safety and security provided by our ancestral spirit guides. This date also opens up a lucky 8-8 portal. Noticing the digits 4-4 add up to the number 8, and the digits 2024 add up to 8-2. This date itself may come as a relief, especially while we're in the midst of an eclipse season and a Mercury retrograde. And I think everybody can agree, especially these past 6 weeks have just been crazy, crazy, crazy. So tomorrow is going to be a great day, a day for manifestation, a day to meditate, a day to clear your head, and a day to let go of what was and bring in the new and jump into spring. But hey, you guys, thank you for listening. And of course, you can always email me at ghostsisters2124@gmail.com. Again, that is ghostsisters2124@gmail.com. If you look up Strange, Strange, Beyond, Insane, you can find my TikTok. You can reach me on there. And also, you can listen to this podcast on any platform that you listen to podcasts on. But I will put it out there that Spotify is free to listen to. At least for podcasts it is. We're on Apple, we're on Amazon Music, we're on iHeart, other platforms. So yeah, you guys go ahead and, reach out and please suggest some ideas and let me know how I'm doing. Thanks again for listening and tune in.